You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we get to visit with professors of theology and music at Concordia University, Nebraska, and learn about church worker formation at Concordia University, Nebraska. Looking forward to this conversation in our Set Apart to Serve series.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu.
Joining us today, Dr. Jeffrey Blersch. He's professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Blersch, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. John Genter. He is assistant professor of theology at Concordia University, Nebraska. Welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I am looking forward to learning about what each of you get to do at Concordia University, Nebraska, how you play a role in formation of future church workers as well. Let's talk about what you love, about what you get to do every day at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Blersch?
I always tell people that the thing I love most is that I interact with our students on a daily basis, and no day is the same. I love that I get to teach in large group settings, middle group settings, and individually, and do something which I have grown to love for many, many years, and that is talk about church music.
Dr. Getcher, how about you? What do you love about what you get to do every day at Concordia University, Nebraska?
That's a long list of things there, but I'll just try to limit myself to a few. I think two big ones are, on the one hand, really being close up with church worker formation, and just knowing the impact that these students are going to have when they get out there and already have when they're here on each other is just such an honor and a privilege and a joy. So being a part of that and playing a small role in shaping future church workers who will shape the future of our church, and that's just an honor. Another part of it is kind of on the other side. We have, you know, some students who come into Concordia, Nebraska, who maybe are kind of loosely connected to a congregation or have some connection to the Christian faith, but maybe not very deeply. And just to be able to reach them as well in our gen ed classes is a great privilege and an exciting challenge. Both those things are things I really enjoy about my work here.
Dr. Blersch, you get to work with church music students, but tell us about your area of expertise in the music world. What do you love about a specific area of music that you get to perform or teach?
Well, I'm an organist by trade. I've been that way for as long as I can remember. And so I've been playing hymns and leading congregations for nearly 50 years. Actually, this summer will be my 50th anniversary of the first service that I played, which is kind of cool. And there is nothing that gives me greater joy and satisfaction than being at the bench and leading the congregation in their proclamation of what we believe. That is just a thrill for me. And I have grown over the years. I wasn't always this way when I was younger, but in my college days, I really got exposed to the joys of choral conducting and working with choirs. And when I was a young kid, I was a band guy, and I wanted absolutely nothing to do with choirs. But I kind of had my eyes open when I was in college, and I'm glad that I did, because being able to share that music and talk about the relationship of the music with the text as we sing and how that shapes our faith and our proclamation of the gospel is a really exciting thing to me.
Dr. Gunter, what about you? What areas of theology do you especially love to research about or to teach?
Man, that's another big one. I love all of it. I mean, my PhD was in New Testament, and I'm an exegete by training. The fact that I am paid to study the Bible and then help other people study it deeply in the original Greek and a little Hebrew, although I don't do much with Hebrew, but I try, is just such an honor and so fun. Like, so just to be able to do something I love so much as a vocation, as a primary calling, and then to share that with students, model it for them, walk alongside them as they begin to do it as well, and seeing them improve, like not just in grammar, but in the insights that accrue when you know the grammar, is very, very exciting. And so I just feel incredibly spoiled to be able to do what I do.
Dr. Genter, what are the church work programs available at Concordia University, Nebraska that you get to interact with?
Yeah. All right. So I'm actually the director of the Classical Lutheran Educator Program, which is a newer program here, but it is a route to rostered church work status for students who are interested in maybe teaching at a classical Lutheran school. And so there's a lot of overlap there with LTD, which has been around for quite a while, but there are also some distinctive features as well. And there's a broader kind of engagement with classical liberal arts. You're going to have that as a major or a minor, and a big emphasis on subject matter, but also just a lot of common elements with just good pedagogy. So that's one program I'm very involved in. The other programs I'm only involved in directly, so our pre-sem, pre-deaconess program. So any student who is required to take biblical languages, I get to know really well. So classical Lutheran educator, they're required. Pre-seminary, pre-deaconess students, they will be with me in the classroom 5 days a week for an entire year, an academic year. So yeah, it's great because like it or not, I'm going to get to know them and they're going to get to know me. So those programs I am very involved in, either because I'm directing them or because I get to know the students really, really well. But through our Gen Ed courses, I get to know our DCE students extremely well, all of our students, director of parish music. It's a long list of church workers that we form here at Concordia. But my most direct influence is through the languages and the classical Lutheran educator program.
Dr. Blersch, how about you? Tell us about the church work students that you get to interact with on a regular basis.
Well, in the music department, we have a general music major, we have music education majors, and we have church music majors. And when I teach music theory, which I also find really interesting, the students may not agree with me, but hopefully they do. By the end, maybe they do. But when I teach music theory, I get to interact with all of our music majors, which is great. I interact a little more specifically with church music students in their study of keyboard and organ and study of service playing, which is a lot of fun. But I also love that I get to conduct one of our campus choirs, which has a broad representation of students from a variety of majors. So I get to know a lot of the Lutheran teacher ed students, a lot of the DCE students, and some pre-seminary students that are also music majors, which is really cool. One of my organ students preparing for a senior recital right now is a pre-seminary student. And it's really neat to see the connection between the disciplines come together.
So how do you see your area of expertise being important in the formation of church workers? Both of you have a little bit different area of expertise. How do you see that as important in the students that are being formed for church work programs? Dr. Blersch, we'll start with you.
Well, our church is one that sings because faith sings, and the Lord is our song. And we're told that the Lord sings with us. He rejoices with us in singing. And so we prepare students to lead the song of the church in a variety of ways, whether it be in front of a congregation, whether it be from an organ or piano bench, whether it be in front of a group of instrumentalists or a choir. But more than that, we prepare them to teach the faith through our music, so that the music is not really the goal unto itself. It's a means to an end to teach about what we believe.
Dr. Gunter, what about you in your area of theology and the classical Lutheran education?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that it's necessary for every church worker to learn Greek and Hebrew, certainly. It's necessary for every church worker to love studying the scripture, desiring to go deep, to be capable and competent in interpreting and faithfully communicating what scripture says. But we have good translations, and the Word of God translates. We've always believed that. The apostles themselves used the Greek translation of the Old Testament sometimes to proclaim Christ. And so that's legit. But having said that, you know, it would be great if every church worker just really wanted to, like, you know, have an extra year and study the languages, but that's not reality. But I think it's really important that we hold on to the biblical languages. And, you know, just thinking about the Reformation, one of the major things that set the stage for that was this, like, ad fontes, back to the sources in the original languages, including the Bible, of course. And reading the Bible in Hebrew and Greek prepared for a lot of key Reformation insights. Luther himself talks this way. He says, if I didn't know Hebrew and Greek, I don't know if I would have discovered these things. I probably wouldn't have. And he actually, as early as 1524, Luther writes this letter to all councilmen in cities of Germany. And he exhorts them first, hey, we really need some really good Lutheran schools. We need good Christian schools. And then secondly, they need to teach Greek and Hebrew as part of their curriculum, which he then goes on to make a case for, because maybe not everybody would think it was as obvious as he did that that was necessary. But one of the things he says is, well, actually, I have a direct quote on my wall. He says, "And let us be sure of this, we shall not long preserve the gospel without the languages." And he really believed that, that if we don't hold on to the languages and have people that can read them as closely as possible, we're going to drift theologically and maybe lose the gospel. And so for Luther, it was a matter of life and death for the church to make sure that we have at least a few church workers who can do that, not for themselves to like get a big head about knowing Greek and Hebrew, but to be humble before the word and then excited about it and being able to read it at the deepest possible level, getting all the possible information and then sharing that with others. So I think it's very, very important that we do that and do it well. And it's hard work. Our students work so hard. There's so much to remember, conjugations and declensions and stuff. But they also have a real sense of how worthwhile and what a privilege it is to actually read what the apostles wrote and to get excited about that. And so it's hard work, but it's worth it. And I think very important.
It is hard work, John. And even over here in the music building, I see our students that are in the biblical languages classes walking through the hallways with their flashcards that they've made to help themselves remember things. It's great.
Yep.
It's no simple task, but it certainly is a noble one. We're going to talk more with Dr. Blersch and Dr. Genter in just a moment, learning about church work programs at Concordia University, Nebraska. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are in our Set Apart to Serve conversation talking with friends at Concordia University, Nebraska today, learning about church worker formation at Concordia University, Nebraska with Dr. Jeffrey Blersch and the Reverend Dr. John Genter. Dr. Genter, what would you say are the kinds of experiences that students can expect at Concordia University, Nebraska? How are they fed spiritually, academically, socially? Maybe zero in on spiritually first.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And actually, you know, my own experience really of college was not great at first. I went to a state school for 2 years in computer science and graphic design, and classes were fine, but I was so lonely over those 2 years. I kind of like people, and I like to be with people, and that was a real challenge. And when I transferred to a Concordia for church work, one of the big things that hit me hard in a positive way was just encountering like real, real deep Christian community really early. And I remember my second week being in chapel and just looking around. I didn't even know most of these people yet, but just looking around at people my age who thought it was a value and a high priority to pause what they're doing in the middle of the day to go to chapel and gather around God's word. I felt overwhelmed. I felt tears in my eyes because I was so excited to have that. And then, yeah, that certainly turned out to be the case, like deep, deep community. And that, I think, had a role to play in my desire to end up at a Concordia. And I think we have that here at Concordia Nebraska in spades as well. Our students share that with us all the time, and I see it. So that's powerful stuff right there, like deep Christian community gathering around God's word. We have opportunities for doing that all the time. Chapel here every day, 11 o'clock. It's pretty packed. It's becoming a problem. We need a bigger chapel. We have evening prayer, Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, just to kind of close off the day. Attic Bible study led by Pastor Matthias. There's a long list of opportunities. So that really is the heart and soul of what we're about here. And you see it everywhere. That's formative. And then academically too, though, I mean, here's three things you can expect if you're a student coming to Concordia, Nebraska, academically. You can expect that you're going to have profs who really know their content well and really love it and care about it. you're going to find that the professors really, really want to be good teachers, and they are. We're not primarily a research university. We like some research, but we also really, really want to be good teachers, and that comes first. So you have profs who are very dedicated to student success and go out of their way to make sure that that can happen as much as it relies on the professor. And the third thing that you're going to find is that no matter what class you're in, whatever area or subject you're taking, you're going to have professors who are relating the content of their subject matter over and over again to their Christian faith, but in very authentic and thoughtful ways. 100% of our faculty here are active members of Christian congregations, which is amazing. And then I think it's like 85 to 90% are Lutheran. I think it's like 35 to 40% are actually rostered church workers as well. So that definitely shapes the kind of education that you're getting. You see this cohesiveness about what we're about, what we value, what we hold to be true. And so you're being shaped both as a professional and as a Christian at the same time in the classroom. And it's a beautiful thing.
Dr. Blush, do you have anything to add?
I wouldn't disagree with anything that my colleague John has just said. I agree 100% with him. And to me, it goes back to what I said earlier, that one of my favorite things is interacting with students on a daily basis, getting to form personal relationships with our students. You get to know them very well. They get to know me very well by the end of their time here. And being able to incorporate faith into whatever you're teaching is a wonderful gift to have, so that not that we only teach sacred music in our department, because we certainly do, but we always teach it through the lens of our faith, and we try to foster an environment where we understand why we're making music, and it's not just to be competitive and to beat somebody else out for first chair, but it's to use our gifts to the best of our abilities so that we honor the giver of the gifts by doing so.
How do the church work students, how do the students in these programs get to interact and learn and serve alongside each other, Dr. Blush?
That's one of the neatest things. When you've been around for a while, like I have, it's really neat to see your graduates be in the field and be successful in the field in whatever their area of expertise is. And then you realize that while they were here at Concordia, they got to know so many of their colleagues, people that will be their colleagues from around the country. So we have musicians studying with people that will be DCEs and pastors and teachers and deaconesses. And eventually, as they all take calls to different parts of the country, they realize that they have this support system already built in because they know all of these people already. And that's just a really neat thing to witness, that when I was younger, I didn't really quite understand that, I don't think.
That's how we also play Lutheran bingo as well.
We all know each other. It's great.
If you attended a Concordia
somewhere.
Yeah.
What for the parents who are sending a student off to college for the first time, and maybe sending off students who are planning on church worker formation at Concordia University, Nebraska, Dr. Genter, what do you want them to know? What do you want parents to know as they're preparing students to go off to college? And what do you want parents to know and perhaps be comforted with in that moment?
Well, I'll start with this. I hope my kids go here. I'm not going to force them, I guess, but I would be thrilled if they decided to. And I would say that even if I didn't work here, just knowing what I know about Concordia, Nebraska, like I would be very excited for them to come here. A lot of things go into that. I mean, like I said before, our professors really care about forming their students, getting to know them really well. And it's such a beautiful thing. But, you know, things, really basic things that you can't necessarily take for granted, like the fact that what we say our mission and identity are is actually who we are. That's a big thing. So our mission statement, I'm just going to read it to you. Concordia University, Nebraska is an excellent academic and Christ-centered community, equipping men and women for the lives of learning, service, and leadership in church and world. That's what we do. And so that's one reason to be excited. If that's a value that you hold and a mission that you're behind, that's what we're doing here. There's a vibrant campus life. I mean, the athletics are great. We have great student athletes who are good students and good athletes. It's fun to watch them perform on the court and on the field. Performance arts, oh, it's so good. Musicals and theatrical productions, ensembles, It's a rich life. Stuart is just charming, a town of 8,000 people, but we've got stuff, you know, we've got a movie theater, bowling alley, restaurants, two coffee shops, and a walking trail that flanks the east side of the town. Walking. It's just a good life. And I guess, well, that's the Nebraska motto. And it's true in Seward. It's a good life here, certainly. But specifically with church workers, I'd say if you're coming here as a church worker or you're sending a student here as a church worker, here's a good thing to know. We form a lot of church workers here at Concordia, Nebraska. It's like one of the main things we do. And I think we're pretty good at doing it. We do our very best. And so if you're coming here as a church worker, you've already got a built-in community big time. You're not going to be a little subgroup off on the side of kind of community life. Like, you're going to be in the heart of it right away, getting to know a lot of people who share similar values to you and certainly a common confession of faith. So that's big. And I'd also say if you have any anxiety about like, well, my student, you'll be able to get a position right after they're done here, if they're in church work. Yes, the problem is that we have so many opportunities and not enough church workers. So if you're working through the program and you succeed and you're a capable, competent church worker ready to go, there will be plenty of opportunities for you. So no worries on that front.
Absolutely.
Dr. Blurish, anything else you would like parents and families to know?
I would just add this. My oldest son is a Concordia graduate from Nebraska. My younger two children chose to go elsewhere because they did not want to go to a school where both mom and dad taught. And I understand that completely. And it is difficult to send a child off to college. I understand that as a parent. And in the music department, we wind up getting a lot of students from here in the Midwest, of course, but we get students from either coast and from southern states too. And it's a long way away. The first thing that I tell parents always is your student will be loved both by the professors who really care for them, and they will meet other friends very quickly, like John was just saying, who share this kind of common bond. It's really fascinating to watch. By the end of the first day of freshman orientation, you can see people meshing together already and forming community, even in the first day. And that is really, really wonderful. And I would just add to what John said too, as far as career opportunities after graduation, our placement director tells us every year that there are so many more congregations seeking candidates in church music than any of the Concordias have to offer. And so our placement rate is 100%, which is pretty good.
More information can be found about the church work programs at cune.edu. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending the time with us today. It's been a delight to learn about your roles at Concordia University, Nebraska, how you get to interact with the students, what the church work formation looks like there as well. Our guest today, Dr. Jeffrey Blurish, professor of music at Concordia University, Nebraska. Dr. Blurish, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And the Reverend Dr. John Genter, assistant professor of theology at Concordia University, Nebraska. Thanks for being our guest.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you very much.
Again, you can learn more at cune.edu. And you can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.